favor deje su nombre, número de teléfono y la hora en que llamó. Un representante del Departamento de Bienes y Raíces regresará su llamada en las siguientes 24 horas. Nuestras horas de trabajo son de 8 de la mañana a 5 de la tarde, hora del Pacífico.
Welcome to Hacker Voice Radio on the 17th of May 2006. And we're live. A little bit late. How's life?
Oh, fine. And how are you?
Could be in a better mood, but not bad. I think we've got a guest caller in here. Who's this?
This is Twist.
Hello, Twist. You're very quiet.
Am I?
Yeah.
Hey, quiet. Twist.
Hey, I have no idea why I'm quiet, because my phone should be pretty loud.
You are coming through much quieter than Dark Nature in here, but I think it's reasonably audible.
Oh, yeah, I'm just about heard him.
Cool. Yeah, we are much later than usual, because I've been busy fucking around with a phishing website. Me and Naxa have been at this for the past, I don't know, 25 minutes. Now, you know, I could probably have defaced it, changed all the stuff around it, and exported the entire database in, I don't know, less than 4 minutes. But this bloody thing keeps on freezing my connection every, like, I don't know, you've got about 40 seconds to do anything on it. I think it's somewhere in Belarus or something like that, connected with a bit of wet string and running this fucking PayPal website. But luckily, it's all down. It doesn't work anymore, and it's been nicely modified. So if you want to go check it out, it's the IP address of it is 200.171.6.81, and then you just want to do //. The root password of this server is Hello Kitty. That's HELL0K1TTY. Go ahead and fucking hacksaw it, but trust me, you're going to get so pissed off that you'll just want to jump on a plane, go all the way to wherever the fuck this server is, pick it up out of the fucking server rack, and just smash that fucker up. Just smash it up with a sledgehammer. I don't know, piss all over it, because it's a piece of crap.
Well, it's worth having a look at, though.
Yeah.
It is worth having a look at.
Well, you know, I think we did our part for the good of the community.
Well, this thing is doing, at the end of the day, I mean, I've shut a couple down by just contacting the rightful owners.
Yeah. You know what was really interesting?
But, yeah.
You know what was interesting? Sorry. I've had too much chocolate and too much caffeine. I'm quite in a hyper mood. What was interesting about this box that I haven't seen with other ones is that it had a stats page on it. It had a statistics page of how many hits the box got and other things available in the root directory www. Which is weird. I've never actually encountered that before. Hello, Goldfish.
Hello there.
My fellow hacks are in, what do they call it?
Partner in crime.
Partner in crime, yeah.
Thanks.
Well, at the end of the day, the way I see it is that your hacks are a phishing site, and, well, what they want to do is, like, when you broke into my illegal phishing operation, I'll report you. Fucking hell. You know, which is the bigger crime?
Yeah, I think they fucking, every single one of those motherfuckers deserves it. And I think we should really encourage more people to go ahead and do it.
Absolutely.
Because people are asking, oh, what's the details again? I'm not going to give them out again. You should have really listened in. Come on, guys. I gave you the root password of the server, and you're like, oh, what was that?
Oh, I like that password.
Yeah.
You can check the archives. If it's, yeah, it's you're just gonna alive.
Have. Yeah, if somebody didn't like down it. In the meantime, I seriously want to get a flight to wherever this server is and beat the crap out of it, because it's been pissing me off for the last fucking half an hour.
Seriously though, guys, I've got to say, fucking balls deep to the both of you. It's I think it's a righteous thing that you've done.
Ah, thank you very much.
I totally do think that it's to be encouraged, because of what I say is you can go around rooting boxes all over the internet and, you know, being a bit of fear, because, you know, technically it's illegal to be going around rooting boxes and what have you. But at the end of the day,
yeah,
look at what they're doing. I mean, who are they going to complain to? You know? They've not got much of a leg to stand on. If they go to the authorities and say, well, someone's taken down your website, they say, well, this is your fucking website. It pretends to be PayPal.
Yeah, I mean, if, let's say we went along the lines of contacting, let's say we had a good source of where we can actually contact the owners of this website, and we did actually go to them, it would take, like, ages. By the time that they even got around to doing anything, that site would have been down, they would have moved on. And they would have collected enough information from their phishing gambles.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I've reported a few in the past, and they've gone down reasonably quickly. I mean, there's one hosting company in Gloucester that seems to get owned virtually daily. And they get phishing emails from this same hosting company, honestly, just all the time. And it's got to the point where I phone them up and they know my voice. But yeah, like I say, with somewhere as remote as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't they do anything about it? Like, actually employ some security?
I don't know. They've got. Well, the person that seems to be in charge of security is a young girl, and.
Yeah.
Who's?
Ah, he's just disconnected.
He's disappeared.
She's a young girl and pics. I want to see pics.
Give me pictures.
Let's see if we can get him back in action. Yeah, he seems to have been owned by somebody in IRC.
In Belarus.
In Belarus. So, Dark Nature.
That was weird.
Did you get owned by somebody in Belarus?
it must have been. It must have been. That was a weird thing that happened.
Yeah.
Skype just decided to go away.
So, tell us about this young girl.
Yeah, she seems to have half a clue what she's doing, but... Yeah.
How old is she? Over 18?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Pictures?
In no, not yet. Phone not yet.
Let's give her a call.
No, she won't be working now. Oddly enough, she only seems to work office hours. She runs the security there.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I phoned up over Easter. It was, Good Friday.
Yeah.
And I was told by, I think it was the standing staff, that this girl who runs the security won't be back until Tuesday.
Yeah.
Because she's off on holiday. I was like, well, you might want to get hold of her, because there's like a Barclays scam running on one of your hosts. And he's like, well, she's, you know, she's off, I don't really like to phone, not when she's on holiday. I'm like, oh, well, okay. and it was left. It was just left until the following Tuesday.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I see, Nankster, you managed to fit that bloody index page in.
Yeah, it's not actually pointing to it, though.
No,
so.
No. Oh, man, it's like, I'm listening through this fucking config page, and then, like, bang, it's killed me. If I had any hair, I'd be pulling it out right now.
Don't worry, I've got double the amount, so I'll do half and half.
Cheers, mate, cheers. Teamwork, that's what I say.
Let's just get Potty started up.
Oh no, I'm not sure it can take two people at the same time.
No, it can hardly take one person with 1,000 fucking clients trying to connect to it at the same time through their fucking Outlook.
If you actually manage to get into it, kill bloody Apache!
But that ruins the fun of it. You've got to kill it, and then, like, you'll have a million connections trying to bounce back off of it.
Well, at least it won't complete.
Sure.
We won't be sending any data back.
I killed Sendmail, and I killed Apache for a second, then brought it back up, then lost connection, then did an update DB so I could relocate some of my HTMLs that I put up. Because I was like, shit, locate hasn't been updated, so I did an update DB, which took less than, like, I don't know, it took less than a minute to do. It's obviously, like, being a wiped server, like, brand new, didn't have any files on it. It's quite good. Actually, Red Hat's not too bad. I mean, saying that it is a rooted server, but I did quite enjoy using it for the...
It was nice in an unsecure kind of way.
It was nice. It was, you know, it was very nice having to root.
There were so many ports open.
Yeah. No, I... It, when we first...
I had to choose which service to exploit.
I was... It's like being a kid in the candy shop.
Outstanding. Just admiring you there. Admiring your new index page. Pwned.
Yes. That was a nice bit of command line HTML, that was.
Yeah, indeed.
Echo. HTML body H1.
Yeah.
Into
God, you just have to type so quickly. And Mark's just saying, why don't you just shut the web server down?
Yeah, well, that's what we're trying to do.
But we shut down the part where they were using the PayPal stuff. We just want to have fun with it already, you know. We don't want to kill it, as in just shut it down. Like,
oh, it doesn't need killing, it's already half dead.
Yeah. So we just want to have some fun, man. It's not every day that you do it.
Yeah, the connection times out every single time. They're just not getting any joy at all with it. Connected with a 28k modem.
Probably.
Yeah. It's good fun. I mean,
it's still there.
No, it's very good. It's actually quite a good
Hang on a minute.
What?
Have you...
Oh, another PayPal's open. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
They brought it back up. Ah. That's quite... Right. Did somebody do that? Because I gave out the
password. I didn't do that.
No, I think somebody did it. Either them or... Maybe there's a script. No, it couldn't be a script running on the box.
Could be.
You know what's quite interesting? The PayPal things just pop back up.
Hmm.
That's quite crazy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That will have to be sorted out.
Indeed.
New folder. Fish is owned by Belial.
And then, and they just returned the, let's see if we can SSH back into this bastard.
I haven't.
You haven't?
I've been... No joy at all.
No, I'm about to go back in, via a different method.
Right. It's quite weird to see that happen.
Do you reckon the owner is listening to the show?
It'd be quite funny if he was. Hello, owner. Right. Let's have some live hacksawing. I am just about to...
I've already done it.
Oh, you have? That's why I can't find that directory. No, you didn't.
Did you know I didn't. Folder store there?
Okay, hang on a second.
Ah, damn it, you killed my connection. You just killed my connection. I was just about to remove it.
Doop-a-doo. Okay.
Whoever SSH back into it, just... there we go. Live updates of the removal of
more shit.
Sorry?
More shit.
Yeah. That's quite...
Awesome.
You know what's weird? Because, you see, I moved it to the Fisher's owned by blah, blah, blah. Somebody must have directly moved the PayPal back in, because it doesn't exist anymore. Only usage is coming up.
Oh, they've copied...
They copied that.
Didn't we nuke usage?
No. I just copied everything that was in the document root folder. I copied into a new folder. I didn't remove anything. I didn't delete anything.
Okay.
But how could they have done this without the root password?
It must be a script.
Yeah, must be a script then. Okay.
Well, it's not going to work anymore because I just killed Apache.
Yeah.
So they can replace it all they like, and it's going to make no difference at all.
Let's see if it makes any impact on the actual usage of the server when Apache's dead.
It doesn't appear to be.
Doesn't appear to be, no? Ah, I thought not.
Actually, I don't know.
Let's have a look. There we go. You won't have any more problems with cron jobs. They're gone.
Ah, excellent. So it was a cron job set up to create that.
There was a cron job running, but I don't know what it was doing.
Ah, okay.
I've got 2, 3.
This is quite cool, having a live hacksaw in.
It's very, very cool indeed.
Yeah.
Although it gets a bit quiet, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's like, cool. Ah, you fucking... yeah. Yes! Oh, fucking... Wait, you misspelled that.
SSH still isn't working, I don't know why. I mean, I've got a shell, but it's shit, basically.
Yeah, it is really, really crap.
I could just take it offline.
No, that would be fun.
That'd be no fun at all.
Let's just give the opportunity for everyone to play with this. Whoever wants to play with it can fucking do whatever they want. But
well, shall I tell them the exploit to use?
Yeah, why not? Just tell them it's December, what is it?
It's Trans to Open Overflow.
Yeah.
And you can get that with many popular exploit packs.
Yes.
Not naming anyone.
Namely, but we didn't say that. We didn't say that.
No, of course not. I'm not a script kiddie. Really?
It's not about being a script kiddie. It's one of those like the house needs painting, the house gets painted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, seriously, who would sit there for like, I don't know how long it would take you to write something out like that in assembler, whatever C code to write the exploit out, and you could just quickly.
I just can't
really bothered. Yeah, yeah, that's what you were saying. You know, I'm too lazy to do it. I'm just going to metasploit it, and then and you're like, all right, let's do this thing. So we did. The rest is history, as I say.
Well, I mean, it's like, you know, if you take your car to the garage, it needs a new engine. They tend to buy an engine and put it in for you. They don't sort of get a load of metal and then start, you know, fucking melting it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, get some moulding kits.
Yeah, I'm so late. I'll make an engine from the raw minerals.
give me some bauxite.
I said it. No, it's I'm all about if the job he's doing, use the tools.
Yeah.
You know, it's
I'm very moral when it comes to hacking. You know, and I see no fucking problem doing this, man. It's you're looking at a bunch of fuckers who are getting a hell of a lot of money off other people's inability to inability with technology, basically, because they oh, SSH is back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, basically.
For you, maybe.
People aren't able to actually see that this thing is trying to take their money, and now we've removed that. Let's run a PSOps and a netstat. Oh my god!
Wow!
I've never seen a netstat that big.
Most of them are us.
Yes. Oops. Okay. Let's go back into... Oh, there's a firewall.
There's a what? A firewall? Where? What are you on about?
Firewall directory. In root. Ah, it's not a directory. Install logs. Let's reboot the machine.
Oh. Thanks. This system is going down for reboot now.
I just felt like killing all those netstat sessions, I'm sorry.
Fine, that's...
Type cookie, you idiot! So, yeah.
Yes, you're right, session is shutting down. Okay. Well, let's hope it does actually come back up.
Yes, otherwise I'm going to look like a fucking cunt.
Ah. That's where I went wrong.
Can you still ping it?
I don't know. I don't have that ability to do that right now.
You can't ping. That's a bit pathetic, really, isn't it?
Well, I've just closed a few things down.
I'm pinging it from here.
Okay. So, yes, Twist is asking us. What are you asking us, Twist?
I'm asking you how to connect to that box.
Well, how would you usually connect to a box?
I tried Puppy, but that didn't work, and then I tried to HTTP it, but that didn't work either, so...
Okay. Well, HTTP wouldn't work because we shut down Apache. Well, thingy shut down. Napster shut down Apache.
It's gone.
It's come back up again. No, it's gone.
No, it's just gone.
Ah, bastard. What you want to do is try and SSH to it, but like I've been saying before, it's really difficult to get a good connection to it. So once you have a connection to it, you've got to be uber fast. You've got to fucking type your keyboard a new hole, because otherwise you're gonna miss it and it's gonna kill you.
Yeah, I did get an SSH connection, yeah. But the password you gave me didn't work, so yeah. I must have typed it wrong or something.
Possibly. You do tend to mistype things quite a lot, so you've got to...
It's quite an elite password, I have to say.
Yeah, it is quite elite. It's an annoying password, but you have to you have to kind of train yourself to type under these circumstances, and I've had my friend here shouting every second Arsenal wins, which really distracted me, because I'm like, fuck off, stop distracting me, I'm trying to fucking do this thing.
Surely they can only win once.
They scored once. I don't know how many more times they have to score. I don't know. What do you mean? I don't follow football, so... please enlighten me.
Breaking up?
Yeah, you're breaking up.
I said, please enlighten me.
He's been pooning it a bit too hard.
Hello.
Yep.
No, I'm okay.
No.
Hello.
No, you're not clear. You're not clear at all. No. Right, you're broken.
I'm broken?
Yeah, you're broken.
Ah, that'll be Skype then. Am I back again?
That'll be Skype.
Am I back again?
No, you're not.
No, I'm not?
Nope.
Are you sure I'm not?
The box isn't back either.
Oh, well.
You broke that and then broke yourself.
Yeah, I thought, oh, I typed restart in the wrong one. yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, enlighten me. Why? How comes they have... Do they only have to win once, or what?
Well, you said he shouted every time they won.
Yeah. They've
well, surely, if they're having only one game, they can only win once.
No, sorry, scored.
Oh, okay.
That'll be the one, mate. That'll be the one. You know what? Maybe this thing's on a dynamic IP.
That would be a pain in the arse.
Yeah, that'd be gay.
Because then we just lost it.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't be too difficult to find.
No, just the wonders of Google.
Well, since we know exactly what we typed in there, you know, give it about a couple of days and Google will have probably...
What about that gone through cron job that restarts PayPal?
Bollocks.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have restarted it.
No, oops. Maybe you shouldn't.
Never mind.
Well, at least it will have broken it for a few people.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think it could be on a... I don't know. I don't think it... Wait a second. Let's see. It's a DSL account on the telesp.net.br DSL account. So...
Usually DSL is a bit dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, but it could be a company, so they might have... they might just have a... Fixed IP.
Remarks. Security issues should also be addressed to cert@cert.br. Right, okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, you're not going to be an awful lot of use, actually.
Yeah. We're Latin American and Caribbean IP Regional Registry.
Indeed. Where is that? Belarus or something like that? Or was I wrong in saying Belarus?
The city of Montevideo.
Montevideo?
Yeah.
Sao Paulo, it says here.
Sao Paulo, okay.
That's in... Is that in Spain? I think so. I might be completely wrong, but, you know.
Yeah.
Here's a guess. I've got an address here, but I'm not sure whose it is.
Use the magic of NeoTrace.
Responsible. Irresponsible.
Yeah. Ah, well, Stux. It says no, it's static. Is it static?
Is it just
maybe it's just
going
to take forever to reboot.
Yeah, maybe it's like, oh, there's no keyboard attached to me. Panic. you don't actually know what that box is. I didn't check what it is, but it could just be like some really... Like, it could just be a laptop, for God's sake.
Right. It could be just really, really tall.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It could just be a block of cheddar cheese.
With wet pieces of string.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. The telesp.net.br, the owner of Telecomunicacos de Sao Paulo, S.A.
Yeah.
S.A. is... Rua Martinio de Cavna. Oh my god, good luck saying that.
Yeah, something foreign anyway.
Yeah, I would say. the owner is Rafael Scrot Martins.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, Rafael is a Ninja Turtle.
Ah, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, cool.
They're going to be a theme soon.
Yeah.
You haven't heard my choices of music for HVTV yet.
Oh, dear. You're not going to mess it up with having, like, what is it, a gun with the wind or something?
No, not quite that bad.
Ah, okay.
Although there is a couple of a bit strange tunes in there, but I think they're appropriate.
Ah, right, okay.
Cool.
So it's... Did you say it's complete now?
Yep.
Ah, fantastic. So we're going to take a look at that. You know what? This thing keeps on coming back with... when I do an Nmap on it, it comes back. But you can't ping it.
That's weird, because it was pinging earlier.
It was.
You know what? I think it's come back up, but in a weird way.
In a slightly not very good way.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Maybe it's slightly more secure this time around.
Yeah. Let's hope.
Maybe they thought, hang on, we got pooned. Right, let's make us unpingable. That's why they won't be able to see us.
Because yeah. I've got a full Nmap scan of it. It's coming back as a live server. And it's actually replying to what I'm trying to do to it. So it is back up, and I haven't killed it. Haha.
Aha.
Oh, he's saying perhaps it's come back running Windows 32. That is an idea, Mark. That is an idea. It might have like a boot grub.
It could be running VMware.
It could be running VMware, yeah. Yes, that is quite an idea. That could be why it's not replying to ping at all.
It was replying before, though.
Was it?
Oh, sorry, yes. Good point.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, I don't know. It would make sense if it... Yeah, booting up into Windows does make more sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we own the Windows box as well?
Well, let's try. I'm going to see if I can telnet to it and see what happens.
Oh, and have you done an Nmap on it?
I have indeed. It comes back with the same ports, if not even more, than it did before.
The same? Okay. Yeah. I'll give that one a go.
It's got VNC on it now. Yes, indeed, it did have that before as well.
Did it have that before?
It has VNC.
It did have VNC on it before as well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
I like it when they make it so easy for you. They install VNC so you can remotely manage it. You might as well be like, you know, well, you know, once I'm in, I might as well, you know, make my services available, you know, start doing a bit of admin work on the box, create a few mailboxes, you know, start a few...
Check your email.
Exactly.
It's cheaper than VNC on there.
Well, quite a lot of boxes do. Have
our school runs VNC.
Yeah, it's a useful tool if you know how to secure it correctly. The first step is use a password and don't allow any external connections without a VPN in. It's like it's a honeypot, you're all owned. Oh no.
It's still super responsive though, so yeah. That's
If it was a honeypot, then why would it be running a PayPal, big fat PayPal scam website on it?
How did you find it anyway?
What's that? How did I find it? Because I
someone emailed you with it.
I have the exclusive access to many junk mailboxes, like corporate mail scanners, and I sift through them every now and again for IPs.
Nice.
Indeed.
Makes sense. I think Apache's gone down again. Because there is no web server.
No, you're right about that.
I think we need to send this guy an email, tell him to fucking press that button, because it's not come back up again.
Excuse me, but we broke your server. Can you put it back up again for us?
Sorry, we owned your server and restarted it by mistake. Turn back on again.
Hold it good. That's fucking cool. It's not responding to anything at all.
Can somebody copy-paste the Nmap scan somewhere?
Yes, I can.
Because I can't see it. Because I have a gay ISP.
Gay.
Yes, gay. Very, very gay.
Okay, let me see how I can copy this without crashing.
Explode. Your head explode. Ah. one. This is such a pernickety exploit code. It's really badly written, I have to say.
Did I write it?
Did you write it? I don't know, did you?
No. Badly written. Okay, why is this not copying out of the shell? Right, mate, let me just tell you this. Everything's filtered, literally, from port 21 to port 100,000 or something ridiculous like that. It's got FTP, SSH, Telnet, SMTP domain, POP3, remote procedure call, MS, remote procedure call, NetBIOS, IMAP, HTTPS, Microsoft Domain Services, HTTP, remote procedure call, IPP, unknown, blah, 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 KMD, some printer protocols, PPP, MySQL, Kerberos, VNC, and
it sounds like a Windows, doesn't it? It sounds like a Windows.
That's when we originally when we were originally playing around with this, it did seem like a Windows box. Do you remember that? And we were scratching my head for a while, thinking, "Wait, is it Windows? Is it Red Hat?" But it does. It does look like a.
It was definitely Samba running on it. So
yeah. Obviously, it's got Red Hat running on it at some point.
Yeah. And it's not BSD. It's definitely Linux. So hang on, you're saying everything is filtered apart from a few things?
No, everything's filtered. Nothing is open.
Hang on a minute.
Mark is saying, how is everything filtered differed from host is down?
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
If you're not pinging it and everything is filtered, that basically means there's nothing there.
Sure, but that's exactly like, it was coming up exactly like that before the reboot. And not only that, when we actually did the first set of nmap scans, it was actually coming up with only HTTP on 80. Because remember you said, oh my god, there's so many ports that are available now that I didn't see before. Oh, it's back up again.
Hello?
Yeah, we're back up again.
Hey.
Well, it's not pinging.
By the crevice.
Look at that.
Did you guys shit yourself?
Well, it's still not replying to pings, but okay.
Well, I've obviously secured it.
Oh, well done.
I'm going to send the guy a bill now for my consultation services.
Your
penetration testing.
Exactly.
Yes.
Still not getting over SSH though at this end. It's still a bit slow on the responsiveness.
Gonna have to send
taking
that.
Forever to connect to me.
It is back up again. I think it's just being hit very, very hard on there. Whatever you do, don't try and SSH to it at the same time because it's never gonna let anyone SSH.
I'll try getting back onto the web server again.
Oh, no, it's alright. PayPal is back again.
Yeah, I think that cron job's put it back in. So we're going to...
Yeah, we are back up.
Let's kill cron.
I think what we should do is let's not all try and SSH at the same time. Let's leave it to... Let's leave it to one designated person to kill that cron job and delete that...
somebody that can type fast.
Well, I'm currently doing the show, and I can type fast enough, but what's reasonable for... Alright, fuck it, doesn't matter, we'll just do it after the show. Yeah, let's do it after the show.
We should actually have something different, because I'm sure this could be a bit... Hang on, we have 5 minutes left.
Do we? Oh, fuck.
Oh, hang on, how late did you start?
15 minutes. So we okay, have...
20 minutes left.
I don't know. God, what are we doing? We're all over the place tonight.
Still about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this?
I'm just trying to save your show here, you know.
Sorry?
I'm just trying to save your show.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we were talking before the show, and you're like, oh, do you have to do a show? I'm like, oh, shit. Sometimes I just get too into it, and there's not enough time in the day to do anything.
I think it's actually been quite an educational show.
Has it?
Yeah. Ah,
interesting.
Think, it's... sort of a big brother of Hacksaws.
By any chance, while you connected, did you see a glimpse of the VNC username and password?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't actually running VNC, but VNC did come up as a port. That doesn't necessarily mean that VNC was installed. But yeah, I've never actually been so public with hacking, you know, even though this is like, I can't totally get into trouble with this because, I mean, come on, who's going to like, oh, hello, we were running this PayPal scam and some dude in London was like totally all over the server. I mean, come on, what's going on? He restarted it and now we have to load the PayPal folder back in. And yeah, like, yeah, that's going to work.
Got loads of grounds for complaint there, haven't they, eh?
Yeah. You know, we miss, like... he's costing us 1,000 PayPal accounts a minute. I mean, come on, what's going on here? I don't know if Brazilians have that sort of accent, but I'm guessing...
I have 20 children to feed.
Oh, it sounded legitimate.
Yeah.
No, I mean, as you were saying, these people are serious pieces of shit.
They're criminals, you know.
And the extent of the damage that they cause, it's not just all about they rob, you know, just robbing a couple of people here and there. The more gullible people, it's about they'll steal their identity,
yeah,
sell it over and over and over again. So you don't just get, like, fucked over the once, you get completely fucked over.
I need to install Quake on this server.
Actually, it's a bit slow for...
yeah, let's figure out what the spec of the server is and see if we can get some games running on this thing. maybe stream some porn off of it. Let's have some fun.
Something useful with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, we should install folding on it.
Folding, yeah, exactly. That's
that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Because they'll think, oh yes, it's got quite a high CPU level, it must be doing something useful.
Yeah, it's trying to, you know, unwind the DNA of humans.
you should overclock it until it pops.
Well, how could we overclock it? You have to get into the BIOS.
We're not that leaked.
No, I'm just going to, like, inject assembler code into the BIOS while it's still running and overclock the CPU. I don't see
that
happening.
Well, you say that, but I used to have a P2 board that you could do that with.
Yeah, yeah.
If you were running Windows 3.1.
you can still reflash BIOS, depending what BIOS it is and what motherboard it is, but you can reflash a BIOS with whatever you want while the computer's still running.
Quite a lot of them only let you do that.
It's like I was, you know, like boot screens. They come up with like HP Invent or something stupid like that. I was making my own, like, I don't know, Belial whatever bollocks.
It's not very flattering.
Yeah, just Belial's bollocks.
3.1.
And like an 8-bit picture of my bollocks. But no, you can actually reflash it. It's got like a designated space in the BIOS where it loads an image and then it boots. You can press tab to go back away from it. So I hated those company logos that come up and sometimes even force you to see them. Like, I've bought, you know, I've given you the money. I don't want to see your shit advertised every time I have to boot my computer. So I thought, you know, if I can overwrite that and make my own.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is pretty clever. I get annoyed with that on PlayStation games when fucking Electronic Arts challenge everything. Yeah, because they make such a song and dance about it, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Challenge
apart
everything.
From the fact that Electronic Arts should die.
Well, apart from that fact, yeah. But they do make some quite nice games. Yeah.
No, they buy quite nice games.
Well, yeah.
There's a difference.
That's true, yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. Let's buy it. Not quite the same as let's make a good game.
It's not quite the same, no. Yeah, but they used to make games.
If it's got EA on it, I won't play it.
EA are quite crappy. I mean, but you got to ridicule the people that invented that game, Sims.
Oh, yeah. Sims.
Oh, no, Will. Will Wright's cool. It's just The Sims that is a bit crap. Sim City rocked.
I agree.
2000 rocked anyway. 3000 was a bit crap actually, but that's how it goes.
The first time I played Sims, I got really sort of addicted to it for like a couple of days, and it was like playing it all night. Because it just caught, it was quite a new thing, and it was, I don't know, morbid fascination with it. But then I started getting really fucked off with it because, like, my Sim character had, like, a 3-story house and, like, a wife and a girlfriend on the go.
Yeah.
And, like, fucking shitload of money. And I was a sad nerd in front of the screen. I thought, this is not fucking right. And so I had to go.
Yeah.
But girls love Sims. I don't know why. It's playing house, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually got into Sims at one point. Like, you know what? You get into those kind of games where you can actually have the freedom to develop your own thing. I love Sim City.
Oh, yeah. I used to love Sim City.
Sim City owns. And you can spend hours and hours playing that game, developing your stuff, and then destroying it. I think destroying it is the most fun part.
Monster!
Yeah.
I think the only kind of god game that I've played was Black and White, if any of you guys have ever played that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Black and White totally destroyed most of my life, because you just sit there and you can't stop, man. You have to play and play and play. Yeah, that's why I can't touch World of Warcraft, because I think I'm just going to die if I start playing that thing. I'll forget to eat and breathe and
die of starvation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've had to stay away from any EverQuest as well.
I'm a bit sad. At the moment, I'm really, really into Black on the PlayStation.
Right.
It's just a fucking mad first-person shooter. I just love it. But I'm on a level now, and I just can't see that it's ever possible to get past it. It's just so bonkers. It's one of those levels where it's just like relentless bad guys all the time, just piling in on you. And I lose my mind when I'm playing it. I end up stood up in front of the TV with a controller behind. And I'm running into rooms and I'm shouting like, you know, hello, sir, hello to my little friend. And I'm like, the neighbours are calling the police and all sorts. Of, I lose my fucking mind playing Black. It's somewhere else.
Just use your user micro.
Yeah.
I also, I find that the Burnout Takedown sends me over the edge as well, because I'll be playing that for a few hours solidly, and then get in the car and you lose the distinction between Burnout and reality in the car. You're just briefly, it's like you're driving along and you're thinking, yeah, I think I could probably do this, and then you catch yourself just in the nick of time. Yeah, it's funny. I got my dad a PlayStation not long ago, and gave him an old copy of the original Burnout that I had, and the funniest thing in the world, watching my dad playing Burnout. He's like 55 or something, my dad, and is a big kid, but like he plays it like really careful, like going on the corners like as if you're driving in real life.
Yeah.
Like cars are smacking into him. He's like, oh bleed, no, oh shit. you're not bleeding, you crashed into me. I'm like, Dad, it's burnout.
You're meant to kill people.
Yeah. That is funny. But yeah, it's black, just pones, I tell you. It is my, going from work, put black on, and it puts things into context. Yeah, it just puts things into context a bit, really.
I'm not having much luck trying to SSH back into this box. I don't know.
I'm not having much luck doing anything to it, to be honest.
Yeah, it's weird. It's come back up, but it's not allowing...
It's not secure.
It's doing what it was doing before, but now, like, forever.
Maybe that's because it's running a whole load of scripts when it boots up and it hasn't finished yet.
Yeah, it could be. Okay, let me see if I can do this from a remote location. Nah, fuck it, I'm not going to do that now. I'm just going to get, like, totally into this thing and forget that I'm on live on air. Okay.
Is this one going in the archives, this show?
Well, yeah, of course it is.
Cool.
Why would it not?
I was just checking, I mean, because, you know, it's, I was just checking, you know, just in case.
It's not like the fishes are exactly going to be looking through our archives,
no.
Is it?
No, I mean, personally, I'm very much in favour of it, but I just wanted to check.
And even if they do, I mean, what can they do? They'll just, like, join IRC channel going, oh, you bastards! I mean, seriously.
What do you do to us,
yeah. We can just all call them all noobs.
They can try and flood the channel and I just close my IRC and move to, like, Dalnet or something.
Hang on, move to Dalnet? Who would do that?
Move to... Just, I'll just change my IRC.
Free nodes! Yes, I'm sure they'd like us in Freenode.
Yeah.
Not.
Have any of you guys ever tried to install that, you know, Slack, where I do that zip Slack package? I've been trying relentlessly to get that to work, and it just hates me. It's basically you extract Slack from a zip file onto your hard drive, onto your Windows hard drive, and then while you're booting, you put a floppy disk in and point it towards that directory. And it's supposed to boot into Slack, but it just hates me, and it's not working.
Oh, what a grub bootloader thing.
I haven't heard of that.
Well, I have now.
Oh, you should look it up. It's on the Slackware site.
It's on slackware.com/zip/slack.
Right. Yep. I haven't had much experience with Slack, to be honest, so I can't comment. Sorry.
Tell you what, I'm going to tiny URL it.
I'm a kind of Debian kind of person.
Yeah, me too.
And a Red Hat kind of person.
I used to run SUSC for a while, but really got bored of it because it's like the most of the fun with Linux is you get to fix it up yourself and add your own stuff. But SUSC was too user friendly for its own good. If you know
I
what
think
I mean.
The whole YAST thing is a complete waste of time, personally. That comes with SUSE. It makes everything take at least 3 times longer than it would take with anything else.
I've got like 300 Ubuntu, I think that's what it's called, Ubuntu disks that I ordered off of a website and got like 40 through just because I can. And I've been trying to run that for a while as well. I was just a few live disks, like. And I don't really want to install it to my hard drive just purely because the theme looks like someone's pooed all over the screen. That brown.
Was that scat?
Yeah, I think.
You're too young to know my filthy mind.
Yeah, I thought you were saying something about the theme name. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Just don't Google scat, please.
Okay. I'll resist.
Or Google Images. Don't Google Image Scat.
Definitely don't do that.
No.
Not at work.
It's like Bukkake, only brown.
Ah.
Yeah, you see.
No, I'm not going to Google it. I will not Google that, honestly.
Yeah, I believe you.
Horrific but true story for you was in a previous life that I had.
Yeah.
I used to be a IT technician, not attached to any particular school, but I used to work for one of the local authorities as a sort of visiting IT technician, you know, right. For sort of rural schools that couldn't afford to employ their own. I'd be sent out to do tasks and what have you.
Yeah.
And I remember getting called into a school because they'd recently got online, and this was when the internet in schools was still quite new in the UK. And I'd help them get online, I'd help them set up the modem and their internet account and what have you, and gave them a few sort of like brief tutorials on how to use exciting web crawler in Yahoo and what have you, and how to send email. And they were using the internet as part of their careers advice and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Now, it seems that some young girl in the school decided that she wanted a medical career. Specifically, she wanted a career in gynecology. So the school's careers guidance officer, counsellor, advised her to go on the internet and search for nurse and sex.
Awesome, I can see where this is going.
Yeah, and and basically I got the blame for the internet. I was trying to explain that I don't run the internet.
Well, you got the blame for sex on the internet.
Yeah, it was like... Well, because it's such a rural sort of villagey school, they couldn't conceive that people were allowed to put such things on the internet.
Disgusting.
It was like, but there's swearing and nudity, and it's public, and everyone can look at that. Think of the children. I'm saying.
Thank God they don't visit our IRC channel. They would forever be scarred for life.
Yeah. But, the thing is, I mean, I'm in this little room with the head teacher and the careers officer, and trying my damnedest just to keep my face straight for just a second, even, because the careers officer is explaining to me what had happened. And as you say it, I'm sort of like, you know, my shoulders are bobbing up and down, and I'm like pissing with sweat because I'm thinking, like, I can just see where she's going. I can see where she's going. And she says, and so she typed in, you know, nurse, sex. I was like, oh, well, she didn't. and the pictures that we were looking at, I couldn't believe it. This is a school, you know. They didn't show me. They actually had the modem on the desk, and I had to take it away with me. I think they were looking at getting the local vicar in to
fucking de-devilify. What is it called?
Yeah, exorcise it or something.
Where the power of Christ compels you. Just like trying to exorcise the modem, the power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Oh, yeah, is there sprinkling holy water on it?
Yeah. and the little lights are blinking, and it's fucking going mad. There's smoke coming out of the little holes.
Oh yeah, but they vowed that the internet will never ever again be in this school. I'm like, oh my god, this is like fucking default robot BIOS. the head teacher's there, and his like face is turning red, and he's like banging on the desk and shit. So I thought, oh fuck, what have I got myself into? So I made a point after that that whenever I went into a school and set them up with a modem and this dodgy internet. But I said, you know, there's certain things that you don't want to be looking for, like on the internet, because like it's not controlled by me.
Yeah.
And It was just the funniest thing. I mean, like, when she was on the phone, the craze teacher, she was almost in tears, like, on the phone. Because she'd obviously got, like, an earful or somebody over it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'm not looking forward to this visit. It was one of those, like, I'm driving there at, like, 15 mile an hour, thinking, oh, if I just crash, it'll be much easier. But no. But yeah, terrifying but true story. And that's why I love working in education.
Yes. Educating these people.
Yes.
Ah, that's weird. The only thing that's coming up as open now is HTTP on this server.
Bastards.
Everything else is filtered. So something happened to... something must have happened to the SSH port.
Maybe when you rebooted it, your hacksaw did disappear.
Well, if we can...
It still doesn't work.
Sorry?
It doesn't work.
What do you mean?
I mean, the phishing thing doesn't work.
Like web browsing it?
Yeah.
No, it works fine.
So it does. Okay.
No, it's live, but it's filtering that cunt on port 22. And it's coming up as open. Yeah, it could be that too many people are trying to do something to it. But I don't know. I'll check it 2 o'clock in the morning or something like that. And then and then 6 in the morning and see what happens.
Yeah, the phishing site isn't up. I mean, all I'm getting is the Apache page.
Oh, it is
and,
up.
No, it is.
Under PayPal and the blah and the blah and the blah. Yeah,
because what happens is that when you go into the page, that default page, we didn't change. But what we did is we moved the PayPal folder into a different folder. But
it runs. Yeah.
But they have a cron job set up to move all that shit back. Never mind.
Or some guy sitting there looking at it.
Yeah, just going, just clicking up and.
Oh look, someone hacksawed it again. Zoomp.
Yeah. It could be. You never know. That'd be quite fun.
It's a very primitive version of an IDS.
Yeah, exactly.
Some guy looking at a folder.
But they run so slowly if that guy is actually IDS, because it's like, oh, they let me reboot the server, and then like, well, I think they might try an SSH back into it. Let's just filter SSH. Yeah, let's do that. We'll close SSH. And then they let it open for, like, I don't know, a day. It doesn't seem like somebody is actually doing it physically.
Just looking at the clock, guys.
Yes.
Just gone over the hour.
Bastard. Yes, we're
bastard.
Well.
Okay, well, we close.
DDP is going to be a bit confused.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll close things off. Anyway, DDP people won't listen to lovely ending music. Never mind. So, yes, it's been one of those weird, fucking unprepared episodes. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll catch you all tomorrow. If I'm not arrested.
Look for this guy on TV.
Yeah.
Damn much.
Let's just hope they put me in the women's prison by mistake. Ha! I like those odds.
You should shove a pillow up so you look like you got breasts.
Hopefully they'll put you in that Australian women's prison off the TV with the cardboard walls.
Yeah,
it used to be on in the prisoner cell block H, was
it? Yeah, I'm just doing that quagmire thing of Family Guy. You know the thing he does with his head. Yeah. Anyway, send emails to radiohackervoice.co.uk. Thank you for joining us. On the show. Hope you enjoyed it. Good
indeed.
Night.
Now I know why my internet just disappeared upstairs.
They're
screen of death.
They're
oh no.
They're tracing you, man.
Yeah, I'm getting a little high sword.
Good night.
Yeah, good night, bro.
Good night.
Bye.
I'm not going to do that.